one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Episode number 25 of the Sports Report. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got a lot to talk about tonight. Got a lot in the NFL. Got some Major League Baseball going on. Even got a little bit of NBA news that we can definitely jump into and get our feet wet during this early part of the preseason. You guys can call in and join me. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. How you guys doing this week? Thank you for having me in your living room. As always, it is definitely a pleasure to be on with you guys tonight. Hopefully we get some calls tonight. I know Doom will be calling in. I spoke with Tony C earlier. Tony C will be calling in. Get thoughts of what's going on in the world of sports. Got a lot going on too. NFL. What's going on with the Steelers? What's going on with the Cowboys? Got some college scores to go over, a couple of upsets in the world of college football. We'll go over that as well. You can join in and be a part of the show. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call in. Head over to rantemradio.com. Once you get over there, you hit that chat listen live button, and you are right there in the chat room. I am there right now, so I can see what's going on. We got Beautiful Baby with us. Beautiful Baby, how you doing? Thank you for being here. Appreciate that as always. Got a lot to talk about. Let's go ahead in the early part of the show, run down these college football scores, get these upsets out of the way for week six in men's college football. On Thursday, NC State pulls the upset off of Louisville, 39-25. It really kind of put emphasis on the... Let me head on the line of one real quick, guys. Give me a second. Let's see if I can bring Doom on. Doom, you with me, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, my friend?
Tired.
It's that damn pay-per-view, man.
Oh, yeah.
That damn pay-per-view. But, yeah... I was just going over the scores, NC State, Louisville, and it kind of shows you where Louisville, they're strong, but they're not as strong as they were maybe last year. But you also see some deficiencies with Lamar Jackson, but it's all good. They're still a very solid team, should be in bowl contention again this year. But NC State did pick up the win and the upset, 39-25. That kind of turned some heads a little bit. Then on Saturday, Alabama had a close one with Texas A&M. Alabama ends up pulling it off, 27-19. That was kind of close. I don't know if that was just Alabama playing down to the opponent or what, but that was kind of close. We also got Cash Cow in the chat room. Cash Cow, how you doing? Captain Underpants is in the chat room talking about rage once again. talking about rage once again. Number two, Clemson ends up beating Wake Forest 28-14. Oklahoma goes down. Another upset this week. Oklahoma goes down to Iowa State 38-31. Penn State gets the win over Northwestern 31-7. Georgia gets a win over Vanderbilt at 45-14. Washington beats California 38-6. Another upset that happened. Michigan State defeats Michigan 14-10. I was kind of shocked about that, but given it's a rivalry, maybe I shouldn't have been.
Nah, when it's state for state or rivalry, man, it's a toss-up.
Yeah. That, you know, you get that rivalry going, you never know what's going to happen. you never know. Wisconsin victorious against Nebraska 38-17. Ohio State over Maryland 62-14. Washington State over Oregon 33-10. Ole Miss loses to Auburn 44-23. Miami defeated my Florida State Seminoles 24-20. I was so hurt. I thought they were going to win that game, but they couldn't pull it out. But at least our quarterback had a successful outing. So, you know, that was good. He didn't play like a deer in headlights. He came through. But again, they just couldn't hold the lead. USC defeats Oregon State 38-10. Virginia Tech beat Boston College 23-10. San Diego State gets a big win over UNLV 41-10. Heading on over to Sanford. Stanford defeating number 20 Utah 23-20, another upset. You never know with college football. That's why they play the games. Notre Dame defeats North Carolina 33-10. LSU defeats Rage's team Florida 17-16. University of Central Florida UCF defeats Cincinnati 51-23. Those guys are really doing it big down there. Mackenzie Milton, our player of the week, 16-19, 374 yards passing with 5 TDs. So congrats to him. We got some baseball scores going on right now. Top of the sixth, the Yankees in the LLDS. The Yankees leading Cleveland 6-3, top of the sixth. Hadn't gotten any scores on the other game just yet between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. They started at 10:08 Eastern, so hadn't heard anything about that as yet. I will keep looking that up to see if I can get you caught up on that game. We'll go over the NFL scores a little bit later when Tony C gets on the line. All right. Doom, let's go ahead and break into some of these topics. You ready to go to work, man?
Oh, man. I brought my lunch.
All right, we're going to go with Jemele Hill. Jemele Hill gets suspended from ESPN for 2 weeks for calling on fans to take indirect action against the Dallas Cowboys after owner Jerry Jones told players they would be benched if they didn't stand during the national anthem. I know she was telling people to boycott their sponsors. Okay. I'm going to wait because I got a lot of pent-up anger with Jemele Hill. I'm going to let you go. Go, Doom.
Well, see, this is where she messed up. Yeah, you got her freedom of speech and everything and all this other stuff. But when you start talking and you're going to start saying that, hey, people shouldn't get paid the money, especially when your network's in bed with them, you're going to cost your network money, man. She's lucky she still got a job. That's just like me telling you, if I'm at working at McDonald's, nah, man, go to Burger King. get you nuggets over there and stuff. That's basically what she's doing. She's just shooting herself in the foot.
And what I want you to do for me, Doom, if you don't mind, the Facebook post that you sent me, not the Facebook, the YouTube video that you sent me earlier, if you can go over to the Facebook group page, head over to Facebook, type in the Sports Report, join the community. If you can go ahead and put that up so people to see, so they can get some type of an idea of what Jemele stands for. Look, my anger with her.
I don't have my phone on me, man.
Oh, you can do it later. You don't have to do it now. You can do it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that makes me upset, a lot of brothers stood up for you in that thing that you did with Trump on Twitter. Mm. A lot of brothers stood up for you. They had your back so much and so forth. And then what you showed me today, and now you have this with Jerry Jones. She doesn't realize the position that she has. She doesn't realize the position that she holds.
Mm-hmm.
She really doesn't. And plus another factor that you told me about in that YouTube video, what have you done for anybody else to get on your level? What have you done to hook anybody else up with a job over at ESPN? You haven't done anything. And I know Kerry Champion don't like you.
Yeah.
I know Kerry Champion don't like you. So it's very upsetting. But she's suspended for 2 weeks. Nobody stuck up for her this time. Michael Smith.
Oh, well, yeah, that. That sweet, I'll call him Sweet Booty because Booty. I'm sorry. That dude, he's part of the problem too. You know, so anytime like boycotts, like, dude, when they first were doing ESPN layoffs, people wanted them to be laid off, not because of their skin color or what they believe in, just because they suck. If you go back and look at the timeline when you hear about ESPN talking about getting rid of people, their names is up there, yo. This is way before any stuff came on the radar. They're not good. They're corny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Very, very corny. All right, it got started in the chat, so I guess I'll go ahead and bring it up very, very quickly. There was a video that came out. Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forster resigning after video surfaces of him smoking a white powdery substance. It's been called cocaine. Here's the thing that gets me.
Oh, can I say something before you go there?
Yeah, go ahead.
You will be. I'm surprised more people ain't did it. When they signed Jay Cutler, I'll be doing lines of coke too. Let's be real. Well, you go ahead, man. I had to get that out.
But the thing that got me, and I sort of kind of agreed with Stephen A., who came out on this position earlier, if it was anybody else, they would have been fired. This dude gets to resign.
Well, you got to see this, man. It's Miami and it's Colt. It's two things that go one-on-one together. Yeah, he resigned, but he did it on his own. Some people wouldn't care. And just think about the people who don't get caught.
All I'm saying is, if it was a player or anybody else who was stupid enough to,
really?
To make a video of them snorting coke, a video.
Was it Alden Smith? When he playing? Is he still playing, or is he somewhere, or is he out of the league? But Alden, he was he didn't get fired when he had that weed video.
I think Alden is still out of the league. I think.
Hey, but it's been some players that have been caught doing drugs, smoking and stuff.
But they paid.
They got plenty of chances.
But they got plenty. But at some point they paid the price though. At some point.
Some point, yeah. This is his first offense. So us to be like, hey, all he needs to be fired, I call BS, because you had some people, you know, on various sports.
But no.
John Bones Jones got a second. How many chances he got of drugs before they, he's kind of been.
But this is a coach. This is a coach.
I seen the coach get suspended in the NFL for taking PEDs.
I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but now you can actually come up with a reason why Jay Cutler has been so bad this year.
But no, that's not because of him. They were blocking. Jay Cutler was just going to be bad.
I'm trying to get a man an excuse why you've been so bad for the Dolphins this year.
He ain't the only coach that has done some stuff, man. Like, I don't care. They suspended a guy that actually got prescribed steroids for busting the steroid policy. So, you know.
I just think that he should have been fired, not given the opportunity to resign. He should have been fired for it.
But he at least was man enough to say, like, hey, before the public stuff, hey, it got out.
That's true. He did get ahead of it, and I'll give him props on that, because he did say he'll go and get help. So I'll give him props on that.
What I'm saying is that he might have a problem with stuff, but
there's some underlying reasons there that if you want to delve further into it, from what I understand, there's a young lady who busted him.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, it's a lady who put there out of Nevada, I believe, who busted him on that, and she made the same statement that I did. If it was, you know, a player or somebody like that who gets involved in that and gets caught, they gone. This dude get a chance to resign and get help. So, you know, I still think that's somewhat of a travesty, but we'll see. Maybe he will get help, and maybe he'll come back to the league. So
yeah, man, everybody's, this ain't like, you know, he was, this is like one-time thing, so you haven't got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
We shall see. We shall see. Cam Newton picks up another win in Detroit. Is Cam Newton back to his MVP form as of yet?
No, the league in general is just playing, they're playing bad football just across the board.
You think they're playing bad football across the board?
No, yeah.
Hold up now. Let me challenge you on that. Deshaun Watson threw for 5 touchdowns.
He still lost, though.
That wasn't his fault.
When I said not that they played decent ball, man, but this, I just think when you watch a game, man, the play's not consistent. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's not consistent play. Real quick, too, give an update on the Monday night game that we got going on right now. We got Chicago and Minnesota all tied up at 17 all in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes and 16 seconds left. So it looks like Mitchell Trubisky is trying to do a little something.
Yeah.
So that game is, and it may go into overtime, so we shall see. We shall see.
Let's go. Oh, man, they're trying to fall here on the cell.
All right, let's move over to the New York Football Giants. 0-5 with that loss yesterday against the San Diego Chargers. Loses Odell Beckham, lost Brandon Marshall, a couple other receivers. The Giants done this year, man?
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and let your boy Max Kellerman get a pass. He done double talked his way out of here. You know, he was saying beginning of the season that the Giants are going to sit here and go to the Super Bowl and all this other BS. This dude, you know, it used to be they talked about the NFC East. He don't even talk about the Giants no more. He's very quiet lately. But this ain't playing Odell at the end of the game or stuff. They were still in the game when he got hurt.
Right.
My problem with Odell, man, I said this beginning, that the money's going to follow if you play on the field. This ain't nothing to have to do with popularity. The dude just, that's why they're not going to pay him big money, man. He's not showing consistently that he's, you know, worth being paid the highest player in the NFL. Why are you going to, a receiver, you can get hurt? No, man. Like how on this play, a clean play, he'll get hurt. It's easier to protect the quarterback than it is to protect the receiver. But I don't think he's going to be the same.
Let's move on over to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, beautiful baby told me don't get started on her Giants. So I'm going to limit him or her. I'm not sure. But let me move on over to another team. Let's move over to the Pittsburgh Steelers. What is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers? 5 turnovers yesterday, 2 pick sixes?
Well, a little bit. I think it's going to happen. Nobody's talking about it. It's the same thing with Andy Reid. I think it's time for Mike Tomlin to go, dog.
I don't think you can blame Mike Tomlin, though.
Well, I'm talking about just in general, the coach. Big Ben's going to retire this year. I don't think he's got anything left in the tank.
I don't think you can blame Mike Tomlin, though. And the reason
I'm talking about other stuff on the field. Like, dude, on paper, everything Pittsburgh has, they should be an elite team. At least on offense. Dude, they got... One of the best receivers, one of the best running backs. They got probably another great receiver. And they're not blowing teams out. The defenses, like I said, it's just nothing against Tomlin, man, but it's the same thing I look at with Andy Reid and Philly for all those years.
I think the problem with the Steelers, I think Big Ben came in saying he was ready to retire or contemplating retirement. Then he came back. But once you get in there, with one foot out the door, you might as well just give it up. You might as well just hang it up. Because if you're not 100% committed, to playing the NFL, which is a man's game, you're behind the eight ball already. He's missing.
He put up big numbers. Yeah, again, the five turnovers, man. But did LaDainian Bell get any touchdowns? Because I mean, Big Ben almost threw for 300 yards, yo.
Yeah, but again, five picks. It's hard to overcome five picks.
Yeah.
And when two go for pick sixes, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard. Beautiful Baby says in the chat, Big Ben aged this offseason and it shows on the field.
Yeah, man. He probably hanging it up. He's got a Hall of Fame career. But like I said, there's some other stuff, man. I think culturally the Steelers ain't the Steelers.
I think I don't blame Tomlin. Tomlin still brings everything the way that he should bring in terms of being a coach. He's bringing the intensity. He's bringing the game plan. Tomlin is doing his job. The problem is between Big Ben not playing up to the capabilities and that defense being as suspect as it is.
Goes back to the head coach.
More like the D coordinator, but they made Leonard Fournette look like a Hall of Famer yesterday.
Oh yeah,
they made him look like a Hall of Famer yesterday, and you gotta cut your losses, cut your ties somewhere, and you gotta talk to Big Ben and find out. Hey, listen, are you really into this? Are you committed to playing this game of football? If you're not committed to this, you need to go.
Yeah.
Go home. Just go home. The Steelers got far too much talent to be where they are right now. They should be. You can make an argument for maybe second or third best team in the AFC.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The talent-wise, they have it.
And the reason why I say another reason why I say you can't really let Tomlin go is because if you let him go, you're pretty much saying to the fans, we're looking to rebuild. And who are you going to get from the college ranks?
That's something you have to look into, but you have to have life without Big Ben. And Big Ben's been there for, 15, 16 years?
Yeah, it's about time. If he's not 100% committed, like Big Baby just said in the chat, 5 INTs, that's a mental issue. He's just not committed to it. He's not committed to the game. And if you're not committed to the game, you're hurting your team.
Eli throw just as many.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being bad. Leave them giants alone. Beautiful Baby say, leave the giants alone. We're going to leave them alone.
Well, I'm not like dumping on the giants. It's true, man. You got to look at INTs. Maybe it was a bad week, but.
Man. The Kansas City Chiefs remain undefeated, beat the Houston Texans 42-34. Now, in that game, we lost J.J. Watt. So, by losing we lose J.J. Watt. Which injury is more profound, J.J. Watt's injury or Odell Beckham's injury?
I don't know, because last year he didn't play all that year, most of the year, and then Houston still had a good defense. So, I think the Giants, the offense is still there.
You guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. But I just think that, that J.J. Watt injury is a little bit more profound, because even with Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants, they were going to have a tough road to hold regardless. So we'll see if the Texans can recover from that injury. That's a big injury. And I hate to see it for JJ, too, because the man proved this year that he has a heart of gold, you know?
Yeah.
He proves he has a true heart of gold. All right, let's head on to another game on the docket. The Green Bay Packers come back to defeat the Dallas Cowboys 35-31. Aaron Rodgers with some last-second heroics. Tell me what's going on. What is wrong with the Dallas Cowboys?
He's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
Pretty much, he is a bad man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny, man.
Dallas. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I just want to bring in Big Tone. Big Tone, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
All right.
Chilling, right?
Now, what were you saying doing about the Cowboys?
Man, you want to see some funny? If the Cowboys make it to the playoffs and they got to play Green Bay, you can already see them Cowboy fans putting their stuff up. They already know.
Man.
Of course. There's no question about that. And everybody was been. See, I'm not going to talk too much trash about Dallas, even though I hate them bastards with the passion. But everybody knows when they go against Aaron Rodgers, he has their number no matter what. Last year they played in that playoff game. He came out of nowhere and busted their ass. And they gave him 2 minutes left on the clock. And he put them to bed. And everybody's pissy right now.
Yep. They can't handle it.
Nope.
That defense will definitely have to get better. But also, I don't blame Dak so much as I do blame Jason Garrett. Because
he can't coach.
Because you can't give...
He wasn't a good quarterback, so what makes you think he can coach?
Because you can't give Aaron Rodgers that much time. You just can't.
Him, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees, you need to have about 15 seconds on the clock. You might be able to... You know what I'm saying?
A Hail Mary. That's about it. Other than that, you give those three... I hate Tom Brady with a passion, but I have to give him his props. And when Ben Roethlisberger's on the game, you give him that ball in the last 15 seconds of the game, he can pull something out of his ass too. But Aaron Rodgers is constant.
Yeah.
Period.
He's
constant.
That's a bad man.
Yes, he is.
Ah, that's a bad man. Beautiful Baby says in the chat, Odell's more important because without him, there's no heartbeat for the Giants. So, we shall see what they do. I know they signed some receivers off their practice squad, so we'll see if they can get their first win. Oh, so my phone just went off. Did the Rams blow their chance to win the NFC West with that loss to Seattle? They could have won that game.
No. Yeah, but I have a feeling Seattle's gonna crumble, and the Rams are gonna sneak in the back door.
They ain't got no Seattle ain't got no offensive line, man.
None whatsoever.
They don't.
And they're placing everything on Zeke, not Zeke, but whatever that dude's name is.
Russell.
Yeah, I was going to call him Sierra's husband, but they put everything on his shoulders, and he doesn't have, like you said, that offensive line is garbage.
He's gotten away, I'll be the first to say it, he's gotten away out of those quarterbacks that year, a pass, because, you know, he was on that team with that defense.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get
that
you
defense carried. Yep.
Yeah.
Defense did carry him. Tony C.
What's up, my dude?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Hanging in there.
There you go.
He probably ain't eating no cheese today thinking about the Packers, but let me stop.
See?
Wow.
I can't help it, man. It's hard, man. I try to be real good, man, but I've been getting Cowboys fans shit all day.
Well, why would you give us crap and y'all just a game? See, you know what a thing about a delusional Redskin fan? You'll think y'all in first place.
I know we ain't in first place.
Okay,
we gotta knock out the Eagles. I'm just saying.
So, cause you on a bye, you get to talk. Okay, I see how it rolls. When you don't play, when you don't play nobody. I
expect you to talk trash.
No. Because the point of the matter is, at the end of the day, y'all gonna red skin it up. And we'll see you standing in the end. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I know.
I know. But that is true. I can't see Tony C. I usually would come on here and talk trash about Dallas. You know I can't stand
it. I know being nice. Crawl from up under that 49er rock. Y'all win the game. Y'all, you can't.
That's why I haven't said anything. I haven't said anything bad about them. I don't like them, but I'm not going to say. I can't say that. My boy, in the last five games, we got handed to us. I can't front.
We've lost by what?
3-6. By 12, in the last five games, we've only lost by 3 points. That's it. In every game. And every game was winnable. They've been fucking up.
Guess who we got coming out of our bye? Guess who we got coming off our bye? The 49ers. So,
don't lose. We going to Dallas and whoop that ass.
No, we coming out.
They're going to the 49ers.
Don't make a difference. You come out there.
Last year we spotted you 14 and walked you down. So no lead is safe. So I ain't worried about it. Y'all ain't coming.
See, we got to play Washington Sunday. We play Washington Sunday, and I don't know about that game because my baby brother's a diehard Redskin fan, and he's standing right here looking at me like I'm crazy. So I don't know about that one.
All I'm going to say is, Doom, you better not lose. That's all I'm going to say.
We should be all right as long as most of our defense got beat up. That was our whole thing. If they played
You better not lose.
We'll see if Josh Dormer comes back this week.
Nah, he ain't. He got a broken rib.
That means Hoyer might throw for 400 yards. They might have a shot.
I know, huh? That was remarkable.
Let me bring up another team in that same division. Let's talk about Cash Cow's Eagles.
We need to talk about these Giants in our division. They ain't won a damn game. And they
ODB was crying like a bitch last night.
He got that Sid vicious injury, man.
But the thing is, he was talking all this shit, saying, I'm going to come. He said he will do all this shit. He gonna come out there and ball like he's balling out of control. But the first he's been hurt ever since preseason. And ain't done shit.
Yeah.
After rolling his mouth and saying I'm gonna be do this, I'm gonna do that. What the fuck?
Look, they gonna be 0-7 because the Broncos are gonna get in that ass. It's on Sunday Night Football too.
But
everybody get to see it. Everybody. National TV.
They're going to try to break Eli back.
They're going to try to kill Eli.
But to defend the Giants. But to defend the Giants, the defense.
You can't defend the Giants because they all look more obnoxious than Cowboy fans. You can't. When they won them little 2-9-7 Super Bowls, you think they went 16-0.
But Olivia Vernon and JPP, they're not playing at 100%. You know Jackrabbit, as Shannon like to call him, he ain't playing 100% either. And then you have your offensive roles. You can't run the football for nothing. You got Orleans Darkwall back there. He's okay. He'll provide you a spark. Wayne Goldman's okay. He provides you a spark too.
Everybody playing with our players. You still got to find a way to win a game.
You do.
You can steal one.
The only team I have sympathy for is the 49ers because they waiting on Kirk Cousins to leave. So, you know, you got to have sympathy.
I'm going to put it like this. I'm a diehard Niner fan, and regardless of what my boy, the 0-5 record that they have right now, they still in every game. I'm not upset about that. The thing I'm upset about is everybody flaking on them because it's a rebuilding year, and everybody knew this was going to be.
Damn, y'all be rebuilding since the 90s.
Don't even go there with that bullshit. Because we had to. We got Harbaugh, went to the bowl, damn near won that some bitch. Then our fucking general manager decided he wanted to fuck us.
Beautiful baby.
He wanted to be a little bitch.
Beautiful baby.
He wanted to be a little bitch.
Beautiful baby.
And talk shit and ran him a boy out of town. If he was still here, you guys wouldn't be talking. Dallas wouldn't be talking. No shit. That shit that they had last year, Dallas would have been like 2-2.
If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Beautiful
but
baby.
Yet, still, if we had Harbaugh, I still say that we would have busted that ass for the last 3-4 years. I don't give a shit what anybody fucking says.
If was a sniff, the Dolphins, the offensive line coach would still be getting high.
Hey, man, if you got Jake Fellows as a quarterback, I'll get high, too.
What?
So now, you talk about ill. Beautiful
Baby has a question from the chat. Beautiful Baby has a question in the chat. Now, Beautiful Baby seems
yes,
to be...
Yes, they're going
to
draft Sam Darnold with that pick.
Beautiful Baby seems to be a Giants fan. Beautiful Baby wants to know, what teams in our division has a recent Super Bowl? Take it down.
What division?
Beautiful Baby want to bring up old shit, so let me bring up some new stuff.
The NFC East.
Who just got beat by the San Diego Superchargers?
They ain't even
won
San Diego.
The Cowboys.
Is Beautiful Baby an Eagles fan?
Beautiful Baby is a Giants fan. And Cash Cow.
Okay. When was the last time that the Giants made the playoffs last year?
Yeah. And Cash Cow is a Eagle fan. And I like
they riding high right now, but you always know they're gonna pull up Eagles and do something crazy.
I just think that's a different.
Oh, are you sure? They got.
I just think that's a
different. You know
team.
What? Tell Cash Cow to holler at me after they play Cam. Oh, Cam! Now they whoop Cam. Then they can say something.
Cam is back.
They ain't be
boy.
Real team yet.
Cam might be back. He might be back. He might be back.
Who?
Cam Newton.
Who?
Cam Newton.
No,
I don't see back. It.
He might be.
No.
You're going to get to see it if you tune in Thursday. The Eagles' corners suck. They right along the same line with the Cowboys.
And I don't know.
Who are they playing Thursday?
Carolina. They play
Carolina
Newton.
Thursday. And I don't see how the Eagles are doing it, to be honest with you, because if you look at the squad, other than Zach Ertz, I don't see anybody else. Zach Ertz and Wendell Smallwood, who's out. I don't. And maybe, I don't know, LeGarrette Blount. I don't really see nobody else doing anything for the Eagles. You picked up Torrey Smith. You picked up Alshon Jeffery. I don't see those guys, either one of those guys, making a contribution.
Nelson Aguilar.
Well.
Houston and
Ferguson. Yeah, he's playing that slot role. He's playing that slot role.
And I got him on my team.
He playing that slot role. So we'll see what they do, but I do like Carson Wentz, though. I do like Wentz, and I like what they're doing up there.
And breaking news on ESPN: it was just announced that Brandon Marshall will be having season-ending ankle surgery. So y'all lost both y'all star receivers in one game.
Dang,
Giants.
Him and
yep. So the Giants. Oh, yeah. They're done.
I think they just decided to tank it. Hell, we ain't winning nowhere. Y'all finna go to Denver without your two best receivers. Eli Manning finna get killed.
Now let's stick with it. Let's go move over to the NBA, but we're sticking in the city of Philadelphia. The 76ers center Joel Embiid has agreed to a 5-year, $148 million designated rookie scale max extension. Can I ask you a question? The man got more tweets.
What the
than
fuck
playing
are they
minutes.
Doing?
The man has more tweets than it does have minutes playing. Why are they signing him to this deal?
It's because people in the NBA are retarded.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's just ridiculous.
That's the only was my breath talking because, about
the end. But everybody after Russell signed that deal, everybody trying to keep up with Russell. I might catch heat for this, but to me, Russ ain't worth it.
He ain't worth it.
It makes a statement.
He ain't worth it. Period.
It makes a statement though that OKC is committed to winning. So it does.
Well, no, they committed to him. Ain't no guarantee.
Exactly.
Anthony Robeson still on the team. You ain't committed to winning, man. So that's why I ain't worried about.
You got Carmelo.
See, the thing is, they had. And why the fuck did Melo go there? I have no fucking clue. They had the team in the first place with KD, Russell, and James Harden all in the same place at the same time. And what the fuck did they do? They blew that goddamn team up.
Yeah.
Then they had KD and Russell. Him and Russell, they got along to a point, but Russell thought he was really badass, and he said, okay, fuck you, I'm out. Now that he's there by himself, he's got Melo, and he's got Paul George. You actually think all three of them are going to get along?
Nope.
Exactly. Paul George is just stepping off, and I might be wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. Paul George is just sitting there for this year just to play out this contract, and he's going to L.A. He's going to go play with Magic and the Lakers. I'm telling you that now. Not because I'm a Laker fan. I'm telling you that right there. Melo, it all depends on where the fuck the bitch is going. If the bitch decides to leave next year, we'll see. That's where it all depends on if the bitch decides he wants to stay in Cleveland in no man's land, or he's going to come out to La La Land. One of the two.
After that,
everybody's going to fall out.
Actually playing a real
exactly.
Real conference.
I agree. He has to come in because he's dominant over there. If he comes into the Western Division, the Western Conference, he ain't getting shit.
What you mean dominant there? We could win in the damn NBA East.
we can put together the rant.
The rant team.
The rant EM All-Stars. We go in there and do some damage. We got a final score from that Monday Night Football game. The Vikings pull it out. Mitchell Trubisky throws a costly interception. Minnesota wins 20-17. I know Phil Ray is so happy right now.
Talking about the NBA, I got to bring up this fact. What James Harden said about Kevin McHale. Is he retarded, James Harden?
He must be, because I saw
it. Yeah, he's all fucked up.
Your coach and GM is saying, dude, we need you to play defense. And you laugh at him. Like, that's why you're never going to win. Yeah, you're going to have money.
Nope.
We also got a score going on in a late baseball game right now. Bottom of the fifth, we got the Dodgers over the Diamondbacks 2-0. Right now, the Dodgers lead the series 2-0. So we got some live games going on right now. Most definitely got some live games going on.
And I think it's just going to be a crazy battle. I think Golden State just going to run them up this year. I think.
Of course.
Yeah.
The way I see it, the only challenge that Golden State is going to have,
and the Spurs,
and that might exactly. That's probably it.
And if LaMarcus Aldridge just nut up again, you just go count that as a
yeah.
That's about it. That's the only that. Be honest. That's the only competition Golden State has.
But also, this is where I think LeBron and them messed up. Pressuring.
Call him the bitch. He's not. Okay. No. His name is LeBitch.
Okay, I got no problem calling him LeBitch. What LeBitch fucked up was, you know, this year they changed the schedule, no back to backs.
back-to-back is about the only way you can beat Golden State. You get these dudes to rest, you're done, man. Because every time they played San Antonio last year, Golden State played them after a back-to-back. And that's about the only way I think you can beat them, man. If they got fresh legs, you're not going to beat Golden State, man.
We also got a score. We also got a score in that Yankees Indians game. Yankees get the win 7-3. The series is tied at 2-2 in the ALDS. So we got some good games going on in baseball. I was thinking Cleveland was going to take it all, but now they're tied 2-2 with the Yankees. So I don't know.
Cleveland going down in a toilet bowl like.
Oh yeah, Cleveland gonna fuck it up as usual.
Yeah.
My Yankees gonna bust that ass. They're gonna go down the toilet as usual. Because they're gonna go back to what they play last night. They played what in Yankee Stadium today, or are they going back to Cleveland?
They should be going back. 2-2
is four, so they got one game left.
Yeah.
Let's see. They should be going back to Cleveland. Yankee Stadium today. Mm-hmm.
Should be going back to Cleveland
or the next day.
Should be going back to Cleveland.
Well, one of the two. It don't make a difference. It don't make a difference because they're gonna choke. They're gonna go pissing down the lane, and they're gonna be pissed at the flagpole, and the Yankees are gonna pull it out their ass to do something remarkable like they usually do to get back into the playoffs and show them why they are the Yankees. End of story.
Diamondbacks got on the board in that game with the Dodgers. Dodgers are still up 2-1, so the Diamondbacks did get into that game. Jack Del Rio said this week that he anticipates David Carr playing in week 6. Dude, you had a back injury. How are you coming back so soon?
Did they break his back?
Yes.
Or did they
got a fracture in his back. A hairline.
Oh, no, he ain't playing. That'd be stupid if they let him play.
You see their season going in the toilet. You losing to the Baltimore Ravens.
30-17.
Hurt them, man. I think. I mean, I damn near dropped Amari Cooper this fantasy. That's how bad.
I'm going to tell you, though, if David Carr, they keep calling David his brother, if Derek Carr gets everything up to snuff, though, yeah, him and Crabtree, they can dominate again. But they got to get
together. Yeah, but he's going to be, he's shooting up. That's all he's doing.
He got to be.
He's taking a shot.
He got to be to come back like that. I wouldn't do it. I'm not putting my career on the line for that.
No.
You know, you're going to have to play. No.
He's got the money. He's got the money. He don't want to ruin the rest of his career. Sit out. Get better. Get 100%. Then come back.
If it was a disc issue, he wouldn't be able to play.
Yeah.
But I don't want that hairline there for his back to fully break.
Right. Andrew Luck already out for the Colts versus the Titans. I think Andrew Luck is done for 2017. I'm about to release him.
He's done.
That's a wrap. Yeah.
He's on one of my teams.
That's a wrap.
Oh, yeah. You might as well. Better go try to pick up Case Keenum.
Yeah. Because it's about a wrap for Andrew Luck. I've lost all faith in Luck now. All faith in Andrew Luck.
And can I just say one thing? I told everybody, William, you can testify. That's why Doom talking trash to me about my Cowboys. I said this was going to be a hell of a year for
you
us.
Did say that.
Not in the bad, not in the good way.
You did say that. You did say that.
And I said, I've been saying since week one, ever since last year we lost in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
That damn Aaron Rodgers is a bad man.
Oh, yeah.
And if he was in New England, he would have had more Super Bowls than Tom Brady. Guaranteed. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Cash.
His arm talent is second to none, and he more mobile than Brady ever was.
Cash Cow says he hate the Yankees, and I hate him too, Cash Cow. Go ahead.
And I just want to say that damn Aaron Rodgers finna guide me to this fantasy win, long as he stay healthy.
Like I said, man, you beat the hell out of me this week in fantasy. I didn't even want to bring that up.
Nah. I snorted you like a Dolphins offensive line coach. So did.
So is that offensive line coach hanging out with Dan Ike Turner?
Of course he'll remember the IWO. Probably beat that lady after he was snowing. And Double A, I know we're going to talk about this tomorrow night on the rant. How y'all got cokehead coaches down there.
But hey, it's cocaine capital of the world, baby. Like I said, you wouldn't be some.
Well, we thought coke
dead. But see, you got there with the cocaine cowboys used to hang out.
No, I'm in Central Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Double A Miami.
Yeah, he
in
Miami. Yeah, he right there. Double A right there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, hell, I thought that was always. That's why all the tables of the club got glass down there. You know what I'm saying?
Double A right now.
No, they calmed down for a minute, but these ain't.
All right, real quick, I want to go over these NFL scores, give everybody a recap very, very quickly. Thursday, the Patriots defeat the Buccaneers 19-14. Tampa Bay.
They didn't defeat. They squeaked by. Let's get that right.
Tampa Bay should have won that damn game. Sunday's action, the Jets beat the Browns 17-14. Panthers beat the Lions 27-24. Colts beat the 49ers 26-23. Damn Colts coming up after a rocky start to their season. Dolphins.
Is Pastor Fidel in the chat room?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I know he's a Rams fan. I asked how the Seahawks taste. Cowboys.
Dolphins 16, Titans 10. Bengals 20 to the Bills 16. Chargers beat the Giants 27.
They still in first place.
Yes.
Buffalo
down. Yeah, you didn't go there. Yep, they still in first place though. Chargers beat the Giants 27-22. Jaguars beat the Steelers 30-9.
Can you repeat that Chargers and Giants score one more time, please?
Chargers beat the Giants 27-22.
And what's the record after that game?
Chargers are 1-4. Giants are 0-5. Jaguars defeat. Jaguars.
Yeah, the San Diego Charger fans that are down here in San Diego, they're livid right now, even though they're not here, but they're still happy because their Chargers won.
Jaguars defeat the Steelers 30-9. Both teams.
I got a question for everybody. Okay. Who gonna win a game first, the Giants or the Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. I'm thinking Cleveland.
And Giants fan, the Jets got a better record than y'all, so how that taste?
The Jets are the trash team in New York, like everybody.
That's what they were saying. That was the word on the street. I guess they were wrong.
Eagles defeat the Cardinals 34-7. Seahawks beat the Rams 16-10. Ravens beat the Raiders 30-17. Packers beat the Cowboys 35-31. Chiefs beat the Texans 42-34. Deshaun Watson is still the freaking man. They found an offense tailored. They found the offense tailored to him. He's getting it done. But Hopkins and Fuller on the outside.
He's showing his ass.
Them boys getting down. They lost the game, but they getting down. I'll give them that. Damn a Tom Savage. You know, those boys are doing it, man.
And you say, back up, Savage.
Of course. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to force my way to a good team with defense. Just looking at Green Bay, they just a bad matchup for Dallas. Yeah. But it's just like the Falcons are a bad matchup for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like style mate fight.
Right.
Most teams Aaron Rodgers can air it out against and beat them, except for like Atlanta. So he need to find it. He ain't gonna win another Super Bowl in Green Bay at all. And do the two good. Aaron Rodgers.
Beautiful Baby wants to know who's gonna win the Super Bowl first, Cowboys or Texans?
Texans.
Who's gonna win the game first? The Cowboys, the Giants, or who the hell ain't got no victory? Oh, the 49ers. Who's gonna get one of them first, Big Tone?
We are, of course.
That's the same.
We're gonna get one.
Tell Beautiful Baby, don't go there. A Giants fan should be able to hear a mouse piss on cotton in their house because they ain't won a game. You are a professional.
Ask him if he put his stuff up. Yeah.
But you
exactly. They should. Beautiful Baby, you need to get ready for the draft. Start looking at some quarterbacks. Sam Donald.
That boy from Washington State.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, boy, bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, from down in Oklahoma.
Yep, yep.
Like, you, my boy Baker Mayfield might be able to help y'all in a few years.
I like Baker Mayfield.
Because as bad as the Cowboys have been, I don't think, I can't even remember a star not owing for the world.
Yeah.
And that was the early 80s. That was before we got Emmitt and stuff. That was, terrible.
Now,
y'all got
96, 97. No, no, wait. 94. 96, 97, 98. Well, 94, 96, 97, 99.
Not starting out Ofer, though. No. Not starting out Ofer. Hell no.
Even that year, even that year Emmitt held out, they didn't start Ofer anything.
We 0-2. Yeah, we was 0-2. Okay. But then we won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you won a Super Bowl that year because Emmitt came back that third game.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure out where the Giants. See, Bob McAdoo is the reason y'all lose. Y'all ran Tom Coughlin out of town, and you see what he doing in Jacksonville.
And then changed nothing else.
Do what happened?
No. And they changed nothing else.
Yeah.
And Von Miller tell beautiful baby over under on Von Miller sacks. It's gonna be about four.
No, how about Von Miller pelvic thrust? Because you know he's gonna get about 8 or 9.
Y'all stop now! Come on, don't do that. Don't do beautiful baby like that. Come on, y'all. Don't
he
do
had
that.
Two against us, and our offensive line is pretty good.
Don't do beautiful. Their
offensive
line
suck. They almost got Eli.
Wait. Dallas supposed to have the best offensive line in the league right now.
We did, but we lost two of our linemen, Friedrich retired, and O'Leary playing for the Broncos.
Yep.
So, we ain't as solid as we was, but that we got a better line than the Giants. We bet that.
No, I agree with that.
Von Miller had two sacks against us.
Well,
Eli might see this or not.
The Cleveland Cavaliers were back in the news today. They named D Wade the
for
fifth.
What now?
They named D Wade the fifth and final starter. He will be replacing J.R. Smith at shooting guard. So their starting five will be Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Jay Crowder, and Kevin Love. I got a question. That's a old backcourt.
That's a 2010 All Star game.
That's a 2008 All-Star game. Yeah.
NBA Live 08.
Yeah. Throwback.
I just want to know, on Christmas Day, when they get their first taste of the Warriors on Christmas Day, and when they put that death line up in there, and you have Draymond Green getting guarded by Kevin Love, what you going to do?
Jay Crowder's going to be on that. Kevin Durant's going to be on
they trying to hide LeBron, but Iguodala going to be in the game.
Yeah.
So you can't rely on him.
Yeah, well, Bishop's going to be in the game. He's going to figure out a way to cry and get everybody out so he can do what he wants to do.
Cash Cow said that's a 2011 All-Star team.
And then D Wade gonna be chasing Klay Thompson around till his knees hurt. He ain't gonna be able to play the next game.
Who's running point?
Derrick Rose.
No, D Rose.
Well,
consider him hurt because Steph Curry gonna give it to him.
Shoot. Cash Cow said Derrick Rose would be injured by game 7. Beautiful Baby said they're going to lose a lot of games. Too many good guards in this league. Yep.
No, I say game 4. I say game 4 before he's hurt.
I can tell you.
Game 1.
I can tell you a bad matchup already is going to be them Wizards. Bradley Beal and John Wall going to kill you. D-Wade too old. Particularly be a starter. Now, I can see if you had him coming off the bench, but to be a starter? That makes no sense. Last thing I want to talk about, if you guys want to delve into it, the Mike Pence situation, our vice president.
Your vice president.
I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Going to you read my mind.
Not mine. And more 45. I don't bang with them like that.
I think that was a work.
I don't know what that was. I don't fuck with the orange blossom special or anybody on this cabinet.
Exactly. But I think that was a work, though. I really do. I really think that was a work.
Oh, of course it was a fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Puppet Master had his... You know the Orange Blossom Special had his words, and he told him, when you get there, you better walk out. If not, yeah. I'm going to beat your ass.
Come on now.
And I want to say something about my Cowboys. If I'm the whole star, if I'm Dak, Zeke, and Dez, and all of them, I'll take a knee right there and say, Jerry Jones, what you going to do?
I agree.
Man, these NFL players ain't got no backbone, bro. They got
See, I'm gonna be devil's advocate. After this season, you ain't gonna see nobody kneeling, especially if they lose a lot of money.
How they lose the money? They check still ain't gonna
clear. Okay, I'm talking about this season. When it comes to. I'm not talking about this season. They money locked in. I'm talking about for the future.
I tell you what. Let them cut all the black players. We'll go start a black football league. And they'll be looking like football in Iowa. Just a whole bunch of slow white boys running around.
See, that, I just think, like I said, their sponsorship is what they're going to get hit.
Man, it's a lot of black sponsors out there that are sponsor black football.
Tony, see, if that happened, you might need to come out retirement, man.
I'm good. I'll be able to back them financially, hopefully one day.
There you go.
But the players have the power, man. Because like I said,
I don't think the players have the power. I think the fans
have
the power.
Okay, so
the ones who pay the checks, man, just like wrestling.
The fans going to come, they're going to come back, they're going to watch regardless, bro. Because it's football. And like I said, if the white man don't want to play you, you start a black league, and you go, it's plenty of black, Jay-Z, all them, Kanye got.
And this is what the NFL did, that anytime another football league came up, they put the squeeze on them. Let us not forget this.
Man, that's because the black players struck, too. If the black players walked away, who going to be left?
I gotta read this.
They ain't gonna be as good as they as
who
good.
Said, who said? You see, you think all the black players is gonna leave and join this cause just for GP? That'll never happen.
You just need the best.
Okay. And somebody else to step up, dude. Like I
said,
they
won't be as good.
Okay.
Because what you're talking about, Doom, you're talking about going to the realm of replacement players. We've been down that road before.
We know that was going to happen, and the product ain't going to be as good. Because if they was good enough to be in the league, they'll be there.
Yeah. We've been down that road before.
Like I said, the guy's going to sit here. Don't think somebody else will try to take advantage of that opportunity, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying they wouldn't, but they won't be as good as Dak Prescott or Dez Bryant, or
I think somebody off the street is better than Dez.
Don't you be disrespectful to Dez Bryant like that.
Of course, because you're a Redskin fan. You got 12 probably leading. You probably second in the league in drops behind Dez.
Don't you be disrespectful, man.
Leads the league in drops is Amari Cooper. Let's get that right now.
But either way, like I said, if it's you can have scabs come in there, but they not the product.
I'm saying, when these guys want these big contracts, and what they do now is going to affect them in the future. The owner's going to tell them to kick rocks,
and they can kick rocks. What I'm trying to tell you is, bro, if it's a player as good as let's see who Julio Jones out there, I want to see him. If it's a player as good as Antonio Brown, I want to see him. If he's a player, as wide receiver as good as, give me another wide receiver that's off the chain, like Odell before he got hurt, I want to see him. Okay. It ain't none, man.
DeAndre Hopkins.
You're right. It's always going to be an opportunity. opportunity to step up. But
you kind of bring
it
up there.
It ain't gonna, they're not going to be as game as you say.
Right.
Oh.
All right, guys.
That's what I'm
saying. I got to read these comments in the chat room because, oh, man, this is. Cash Cow said, Dez Bryant still plays for the Cowboys. Wow, didn't even notice. Beautiful baby says, Cowgirl sipping wine and eating cheese. Beautiful baby said, Cowgirl sipping wine and eating cheese. Then beautiful baby came back and said, who number 88? Michael Irvin retired years ago.
Who number 15 and 13? They both on the end. Matter of fact, y'all. T-O-N, Oto Tico, they want to come play for y'all.
Hey, you know what, though? And I bet you if you bring T.O. and Ojo Cinco, I bet you they start winning games.
I bet you they start winning.
I bet you they start winning. Them some vets, man. You got to get some vets some love, man. You got to get the vets some love.
Now, based on what Doom's saying, now the Giants, let's just say, for example, the Giants just lost Odell. Now who's going to step in for Odell?
Somebody is sad. You know, they won't do nothing with them on the field.
I don't know.
It's good. That's what I'm saying. They ain't going to be good
with them on the field.
Tony, see, I don't know if you remember him. You remember Travis Benjamin, wide receiver that played for Florida State? I don't know if you remember him.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, he's taking that role.
You talking about?
He's taking that
You
role.
Talking about one that went to Miami?
No, he went to FSU.
No, the Benjamin that went to FSU played for Carolina.
Not Devin Funches.
No, number 13 is the one that played for Florida State for Carolina.
I got to look at that again. Yeah. I sure thought I was
him. Now, it's a Benjamin that went to Miami. Two. He's a short guy. But the Benjamin that went to Florida State is a tall number 13 for Carolina. Either way, what I'm saying is, man, you can't. These people not in position to tell these players, especially brothers, what to be doing.
But he's an employer. That's what I'm saying. What you getting at? They write the check.
Like Jerry Jones is gonna fire some of his boys and keep the hype machine going. Come on now.
Exactly.
But also Jerry Jones take care of his players too.
I know, but so why would he fire them? Why would he fire them from doing exercising their right?
It's going back down to the bottom dollar of the money. The league is starting to lose money, and they're gonna tell these dudes, "Hey, man. We gonna lose revenue.
They ain't no damn money. They just making it look like they are. They ain't losing no fucking money.
What I care about you lose money. Long as my check don't bounce, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm talking about this in general.
With that almost 16, 17 million dollar TV, billion dollar TV deal.
Hey, look.
But if people are not watching it, I'm not being crazy. I'm trying to tell you that they might start losing money. Fans might not start buying stuff.
Because these white people want to make something that is really not. They can keep losing.
But I don't want to get into this about this week.
You can't. It's cutting dry. White people want to make it about the flag. And it ain't about no flag.
It's other stuff, Tony C. I do want to get into.
But I tell you what. Let a black cop kill a white person. Then you'll see. What people start doing.
Tony, see, I get into this off the air, and
it's cut and dry what it is. People don't care about stuff. Certain people don't care about stuff till it come to their neck of the woods. Like the whole opioid mess. Crack been in the ghetto for years, and ain't nobody talk about that. But when these prescription drugs went crazy, we got to stop opioids. We got to stop all these prescription drug addictions. Man, what about crack? Heroin? That's been in the hood for years. Ain't nobody want to do nothing about that. See, when it come knocking on your front door, That's when it's a different story.
So I don't want to get into this discussion about this on the air.
You guys can take it off. You guys can take it off the air.
All I want to say is, bottom line is, when you got leagues that 70% African American,
and they treat these guys just like
African American,
they treat them all right. Like I said, my thing is,
but that don't mean you can't stand up for your community.
It's some false narratives with that, or what this argument is. If you sit down and look at the numbers, that's my whole
bottom line. It's just trying to bring awareness to it. Of course,
I got your awareness, but you got to sit here and put out the facts and not just
the
say.
The fact of the matter is, brothers are getting shot.
Okay, as much. White dudes are getting shot more than brothers in this country. Sat down and showed you the numbers.
Either way you slice it, people losing their lives.
Yeah, and I got that, but it's just you going off of one narrative, not the whole narrative.
Is all lies.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, but
still pulling no triggers. I sit there and watch live PD. I don't see nobody getting shot, but I'm seeing people getting taken out.
When you look at the narrative. If you look at this, I'll send you something today. This narrative, you can sit here and go about the numbers. It is not an epidemic how they make it look like.
Okay.
That's my whole thing.
It's still wrong, even though it's not. That's like saying drugs ain't an epidemic.
Okay, but I'm saying, but when you look at it, when you look at it, hey, we might have an issue, but when you look at the cases, go by case, it's some of the stuff might be wrong and stuff, but it's just. Statistically, it's not bad as they made it seem like on TV. Make it seem like every day somebody's getting shot by the police, which it ain't.
Well, you two can. I know, right, Cow? Today on Meet the Press.
Sometimes you got to talk about this stuff.
What I'm saying is you're alienating. I ain't saying white fans. I'm talking about black people.
I'm talking about
black people tired of hearing about these anthem protests.
All right, guys.
Until one of them get off, then they want to raise hell. Right. See, that's my thing. Don't raise hell when they come knocking on your front door. And people been trying to tell you about it for years. That's just like if I tell you a hurricane coming and you don't prepare yourself. And then when the hurricane hits, you looking like, well, why the hurricane? Why you ain't tell? Bruh, I told you it was coming.
All right, guys. You guys can take that off the air and offline, but it's good it got out there because it does need to be discussed. It makes me upset too because the way that he's termed this from police brutality to the anthem.
Let me speak on that, Mr. Everybody's kneeling for Kaepernick. Like I said again, his girl's doing more talking for him than him.
That makes me upset too because at some point you need to come out and tell people what's going on with you. You don't need to have anybody speaking for you. You're supposed to be a grown ass man.
Yeah. All you hear is his girl. He didn't say that he's going to stand for the anthem. So what the fuck did this dude say? This is what's pissing me off about this. We've been fighting this dude battle for months.
I would like to see him stand up and we know where he stands, but I'd like to see a statement from him, not from other people speaking for him.
Not his girl, not his mama,
him.
Not his next door neighbor.
Him is what we need to see, and that's who we need to hear from.
People retweeting stuff or something he likes. You know what I'm saying?
All right, really?
And did Cash Cow say something about Meet the Press?
Yeah.
You gonna talk about Meet the Press telling to meet Cam. See Cam at 8:25 on Thursday night. You gonna talk about Meet the
Press. Meet Cam.
You need to go try to fight some film and see how you gonna stop Cam. That quarterback. See how he's gonna stop that quarterback power.
I kind of wish Dak didn't take that Dannon endorsement. I agree with Skip Bayless on that. I kind of wish he wouldn't have taken it, but you know I get it. But I kind of wish he wouldn't have done it.
I didn't know nothing about no Dannon endorsement.
Oh, he took it for Cam. Well, Cam's an idiot for saying that. like I said, somebody gonna be quick to take the money. If somebody fuck up, somebody gonna step up and take the money, man. Why not? It's America, dog.
And Cash Cow, but said,
you ain't gonna get no money like Julio Jones getting
for endorsement.
I'm talking about period. You talk about somebody step in. Yeah, it might be somebody step in.
Wamsi ball out. All he need is a chance.
Ain't no other Julio Jones.
But this dude don't have to be Julio Jones. He can be whatever he want to be. But if he ball and is consistent, he get his shot.
You ain't getting paid like Julio Jones.
Okay.
And Tony C, you remember Travis Randolph from Florida State. You remember him?
Randolph, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's him. He's taking
number Odell 15.
Spot.
Yeah,
he's taking Odell's spot.
Wamsi get more production out of him and less headache. Don't forget Odell cost you a 15 yarder at least a game. He guaranteed for that.
He a rookie.
I bet they don't get no production out of this week.
He a rookie though.
None. He ain't gonna get nothing this week. He's gonna be hard for him to eat against Broncos. I'm just be straight up.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard. That's a tough task, though. That's a tough task, boy.
That's man on man all day long.
Yeah.
With no break.
There ain't no zone.
Talib and Chris Harris.
Yep, there ain't no zone. That's straight man.
Straight up.
That's why that front seven can do what it do. There you go. Cash Cow, Tony C. Cash Cow said he's going to call in on Monday after they win.
After they beat who?
After they win on Monday. He's going to call in Monday after the Eagles win. That's what he say.
Y'all corners just as suspect as the Cowboys, man. Funches and Benjamin finna give you the business.
Beautiful,
but it's okay.
Beautiful Baby said, not just any spot, but Odell's spot.
Listen,
oh damn!
To leave.
You know what? I watched that yesterday. Why you bullshit? I watched that particular episode yesterday.
Look, okay. Talib and Cliff Harris gonna be checking Randolph as soon as you get off the bus.
Cash Cow said Eli won't get a chance to throw. So we'll see who's right. We'll see who's right.
Well, you know he. Look, well, they got Von Bell on one side, and who's the other dude on the other side? They took the Marcus Bell spot. I didn't think it. Damn it, they gonna eat good.
Oh snap! Cash Cow said, but we 4-1, so enough said. Drops Mike
and Cam them 4-1 too.
Cam, ooh Cam.
Oh Cam.
We'll see what them boys do, man. We'll see what them boys do.
That's my second team. That's my sleeper team right there.
But I like to see Cam coming back doing well, particularly after the adversity he faced. I like him coming back to do that. He seemed to have compartmentalized that very well. I also like to see Deshaun Watson doing his thing, too. So there we go. There we sticking in there with the brothers. There we go.
But my MVP is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, man.
That's your MVP right there, dog.
Aaron Rodgers, man. His defense garbage. Hey, barely got a running game.
Still winning.
Man.
Still winning.
But, man.
Still winning games.
I ever since that playoff game, he made believe out of me.
All right, let's go ahead and tell everybody.
Joe Montana type shit.
Let's go ahead and tell everybody what's going on in the network this week. Starting with the Shining Withers tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night with Tony C and AA. Then on Thursday night, we got Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Eastern. Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Choppy and Philly Phil. Followed by the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Surfer. This Sunday at 5
what
p.m.
What Are You Ruling?
What Are You Ruling Comic Book Show this Sunday at 5 p.m. Followed by this show coming right back around that Monday, 11:15 p.m. right after Monday Night Raw. So.
And fuck Santana Garrett.
Yes!
Oh,
and who else beat Tone?
Did you know? No. Did you know that she got her ass beat on Thursday by Mia Yim?
Yeah. I was so happy. Mia, man, we don't talk wrestling a lot on this show, but I will say this. Mia Yim is so improved. It ain't even funny.
Did you see her in the classic?
Mm-hmm. She went over to that tour in Japan. Lovely. She went up to that tour of Japan like 2-3 years ago and just came back amazing. So I give Mia Yim her due. All right. Do you have anything?
Yeah,
else?
I'm gonna say this last thing. Mm-hmm. But the winner of the Mae Young Classic, that bitch's elbow is wicked as hell.
She makes Randy savage.
I know Randy was here. He'd be like, "Oh Lord, I have to give you props because you got that most wickedest elbow I've ever seen."
All right, guys, we got anything else before we get out of here for the night?
Hello.
We got anything else that we gonna that you guys wanna go before we get out for the night?
Nah, I'm good.
You good to go, Tony? See you good, man. You good, Tony C? Big Tone, you good, man? Before we run out for the night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got one more thing to say.
Go ahead,
fuck
man.
Fuck Goldberg.
There you go.
And fuck the Revival.
I know they've gotten some... I know they get a lot of heat from people, too. So
I just want to say to all my New York Giants fans, you know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Y'all got a lot of rebuilding coming on. Y'all looked in Eli Manning. Don't think we forgot about the Danny Cannell years and the Scott Graham years in the early, late 90s. And the Dave Brown years when y'all didn't hit on the damn thing.
You said Danny Cannell.
Yeah, I remember them. So you got Eli Manning. You were supposed to get Phillip Rivers. And you might not have them two Super Bowls if you got Phillip Rivers. But, so now your rebuild coming. So get ready. It's coming like a runaway pickup truck. Into Dr. Doom. Mm-hmm. Damn Redskins, y'all better get y'all some wide receivers out there now.
All right.
Well, getting called the N-word, getting sensitive. And Dotson dropping passes, he dropping them like this. Now y'all ain't no better now.
He just had to hold on for a ball. Would have been different, man. We can't neither here
there. Y'all say y'all got a 49er this week. You better not lose. And if you lose, you better go hide now, because you let a team with zero wins whoop you.
Y'all gotta come to the house.
I don't care if you go win the Super Bowl. You better not let them win. You better not let the team with no wins beat you. Better not be the first victory. That's all I'm gonna say. And Aaron Rodgers is a bad man.
Yeah, he is. For what he did,
he's a bad son bitch.
For what he did the other night, he is the man. Oh, I almost forgot to do one thing before we get out of here. Let me put him up real quick.
He's gonna do it. He'll do it to anybody. You lead Aaron Rodgers. Hell, 30 seconds. You're gonna get the business. Dude, quickly. Is that good? You will get it quickly.
All right, let's go over the fantasy.
Figure out what the hell happened.
Let's go over the fantasy standings real quick in the Rant EM Fantasy Football League right now in the East Division. Not counting this week. Surfer is 2-2. Shaolin Legion of Doom is 2-2. The Vitra Doom Box is 1-3. The Hellraisers FC is 0-4. In the West Division, Team Ferris 3-1. Team High Towers 3-1. Cali Big Timers are 2-2. Team Godwin's 0-4. In the North, Team Clock is 4-0. Look at Tony C undefeated at 4-0.
I'm like Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the last undefeated standing.
Yep, last undefeated. Team Sadell is 3-1. Team Suzuki Gun is 2-2. Team Coleman Jr. is 1-3. Over in the South, me and my son are tied at 3-1. My good friend Vernon Broom is 2-2. And my good friend Charles McNeil is 1-3. So those are the fantasy standings, not counting this week. You get over
High Tower. Hot Towel, if you listening somewhere, you might have a shot this week because Zeke got a bye. And Aaron Rodgers played Minnesota.
Yes,
he I might have to slide Carson Wentz in the start because he playing Carolina.
Yeah.
But
nah, you know what? I'm going to have to redo mine up. I'm going to have to reset mine up because lately I've been getting trashed. With the trash that I got, I had to redo it, so I'm going to have to redo my whole thing now.
That's everybody, man. This has been a rough fantasy.
It ain't been rough. Y'all go listen to me.
No. I'm going to blame it on one person, and I don't like using his name, the punk ass. But you know who I'm talking about.
Well, Ray stole all the quarterbacks from y'all.
Up here talking about something he ain't doing.
He stole all the quarterbacks.
Up here talking about he ain't doing on purpose. Okay, Rage.
He sabotaged the league for the most part.
Yeah, he did.
But
exactly.
He didn't get Aaron Rodgers though, goddamn it. I wouldn't have got him early. I ain't even give a damn. I knew what time it was. Somebody got Alex Smith out there. He balling like A-Rod. If you got Alex Smith, you might have a shot.
Yeah,
you are balling out of control with Alex Smith right now. I can't even front.
But he ain't that bad man in Rodgers, though.
Sean Watson.
Nah, he ain't close.
I think he got him, too.
You might. But see, Deshaun going to hit a record wall here shortly. And Rodgers' wall.
Yeah, they said the same thing about Dak last year and what happened. He met that bad man in Green Bay, just like he did yesterday. He ain't forgotten what happened. He knows
the bad man had three touchdowns and no picks. Dak had three and one pick.
Yep.
A-Rod, that bad man don't turn the ball over, baby. He don't have too many picks. That's what I like about him. He'll take a sack and throw that mug out of bounds. He ain't gonna kill my numbers.
I'm trying to find out.
Kill my numbers.
All right, guys. If there,
you try to figure out what?
I'm looking at my team, and it's like I'm trying to figure out what the hell going on with Tariq Cohen. That fool got one fantasy point. One.
Because he played
Minnesota. That joker was 6 carries, 13 yards, and 1 point. What the hell?
That's what Minnesota do to you, man.
That's why
I said, I play Hot Towel next week. You might have a shot. Aaron Rodgers might have a bad game against Minnesota.
Yeah. Them boys are truth on that defense.
Exactly.
They're the truth on that defense. I ain't going to sit here and lie. They're the truth on that defense. They're the truth on that defense. Their offense leading some to bear, but that defense ain't no joke.
Start moving the ball when they put Keenum in there. So you got Keenum, you might be able to do a little something. But I got Stephon Diggs, so I know he gonna eat next week on Green Bay.
Yeah, them corners trash. Them corners are trash.
So Hightower, I done got you one time. What you gonna do when Aaron Rodgers, the Aaron Maniacs, come and run wild on you?
There you go.
That's there my team. Man.
There you go. All right, guys. That's
Aaron Mania.
Aaron Mania.
Right.
All right, guys. We had a good show tonight. Got a lot accomplished. Thank you for everybody in the chat room. Beautiful Baby, Cash Cow. Appreciate you guys being there. You guys made the show so fun and lively. I appreciate you guys being in the chat room. Hope you join me.
And William, don't think I forgot by what Mark Ritt did broke the streak. Don't need slide by now.
No. I ain't slide by. I said it earlier.
Mark Ritt broke the curse now.
I ain't slide by.
It take a no to beat a no.
Let me tell you, though. Let me tell you, though. I'm happy at least Malik didn't come out there with deer in headlights. He played pretty good on Saturday, so I give him his props.
But listen, when he go to Death Valley,
that's a whole different ball game. That's a whole different ball game. And yeah, that's a whole different ball game. They're going to blitz that boy from left and right. He ain't going to know what happened. He ain't going to know.
Listen, I ain't got a blitz. they going to beat him up with the front folk. But I get what you're saying.
Oh, Oh man, take a no to beat a no. So true, so true. Oh my goodness. Thank you for everybody in the chat room. Cash Cow, Beautiful Baby, thank you for being here. Tony C, Big Tone, Doom, thank you guys for being here. I do appreciate it. And we'll do this all again next week right here on Rant ER Radio. Take care, everybody.
Later.
Fuck Goldberg and the Revival.
There you go. Oh, man.